From Tidbits, November 15th, 2010, this is Tidbits Watchlist, Notable Software Updates, written by Tidbits staff. iTunes 10.1. Just as the first appearance of autumn leaves signals a change of seasons, the appearance of iTunes 10.1 signals the imminent arrival of iOS 4.2. In fact, the release notes cite the capability of this release to sync iPhone, iPod Touch, and iPad with iOS 4.2. Also added to iTunes 10.1 is AirPlay, which provides the capability to stream video from iTunes to the new Apple TV. Furthermore, this version enables users to disable ping in the new iTunes sidebar and brings with it a changed license agreement that specifies the kinds of information Apple receives from users when ping is used. And, of course, iTunes 10.1 contains the customary important stability and performance improvements and security fixes. The update is available from Software Update and directly from Apple. BBEdit 9.6.1. Following swiftly upon the release of BBEdit 9.6, Barebone Software has issued a minor update to their flagship text editor. The release notes for BBEdit 9.6.1 list one addition and two changes, along with a number of bug fixes. The addition is an expert preference set via the command line to show SCM administrative files in disk browsers and projects when Show Invisibles is enabled. The two changes are a new location for FTP and SFTP cache files and an expert preference to display multi-file search results in a flat list rather than hierarchically by file. Among the several dozen bug fixes is one that fixes the loss of the final character of a URL that appears at the end of the document BBEdit tries to resolve it, a bug that Adam Angst first reported. Another fix eliminates crashes caused when BBEdit erroneously attempts to load out-of-date language modules instead of ignoring them. Security Update 2010-007 for Leopard and Leopard Server. The just-released Mac OS X 10.6.5 includes numerous security fixes that are also relevant to Mac OS X 10.5.8 Leopard and Leopard Server. For you Leopard users out there, Apple has now released Security Update 2010-007 Leopard Client and Security Update 2010 Leopard Server to address 32 vulnerabilities spread throughout the operating system. You can read the details on Apple's website. Flash Player merits special attention since Apple's inclusion of version 10.1.102.64 addresses 56 different vulnerabilities since the previously shipped version. That's somewhat deceptive since macOS 10.6.4 shipped with an out-of-date flat version of Flash Player even when it was new. In short, don't depend on Apple to provide the latest version of Flash Player. It's a huge target for security exploits, and Adobe is constantly releasing new versions to address significant problems. Four of the security changes are specific to macOS 10 Server 10.5.8, notably fixes to Password Server and Wiki Server, and new versions of MySQL and PHP. Security Update 2010-007 is most easily downloaded via Software Update, but standalone installers are also available via the links in the article. 1Password 3.5.0. Good news for Google Chrome users. 1Password, the web password manager from Agile Web Solutions, has been updated to version 3.5.0, and the big news in this version is an awesome new extension for the Google Chrome web browser, available only to Mac users, that achieves feature parity with 1Password's Safari and Firefox extensions. Also new is a Dropbox sync status display in the sidebar. Other changes include reduced disk space for stored attachment icon files and usability enhancements for item editing. In all, the release notes list 34 changes. 1Password requires macOS 10, 10.5.8 or higher. Coda 1.7. Coda, the code editor and transfer application from Panic, Inc., has received an update to version 1.7. New in this version is code completion for the latest HTML5 tags, improved syntax checking for Perl and CSS, and added keyboard shortcuts. The release notes itemize the changes in the latest version. HP printer drivers version 2.5.2. Apple has released revised printer drivers for Hewlett-Packard printers. The driver package provides support for hundreds of HP printer models and requires macOS 10, 10.6.1 or later. The update is available via Software Update as well as directly from Apple. A complete list of supported printers is available in an updated Knowledge Base article. Carbon Copy Cloner 3.3.6. The popular Carbon Copy Cloner backup utility from Bombitch Software has been updated to version 3.3.6. In the latest version, handling of damaged media has been improved so that read errors produce error dialogs more quickly, so the user can decide how to proceed. Other usability enhancements include a task scheduling setting so that users can choose to be prompted to initiate the scheduled backup task instead of the task automatically starting, and a confirmation prompt that appears when the user tries to stop the verification stage of a block copy operation. Version 3.3.6 interfixes a bug introduced in 3.3.5. The release notes list all the changes, additions, and fixes. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile and the Data Rescue Center. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, download software, and subscribe via email, RSS, Twitter, and Facebook, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and thanks for listening.